Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what happens when you hear a voice telling you what will happen, and then it actually does.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd absolutely love to hear them. Of course, you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com and get a ad-free experience through Apple Podcasts right now. Go check that out. Or patreon.com/realghoststories if you're not on Apple Podcasts. Ghostpodcast.com, another option for you. You get ad-free episodes, the whole archive. It's all there for you to binge away on right now. Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode of the program. And I want to start here because you were beginning to tell me a ghost story off the air. And I said, okay, stop. You got to tell me this on the air because I want to react authentically.
Okay, so not like that. Wait.
Let's back up and share it. Yeah.
Okay, so backing up, you have a podcast called The Grave Talks. And I have been filling in doing Grave Talk episodes, and I love it.
I think we can say you're not just filling in. You are now a host of that as well. I mean, I still host it too, but you are also a host there. You're not just filling in.
Thank you. And it's really fun because I really love interviewing people, so yeah. It's really fun for me. And in my studio here that I have now, I have two mics set up, and I interviewed a psychic, and she lives here. And so I'm like, hey, if you want to come over, great. She said, I would love that. Because she said most of what she does is on Zoom, and doing something face-to-face was fun. So what I have is like a separate, smaller desk that she can sit at so she can have her drinks on it. We can look at each other face-to-face. And so she said she sits down at that other little desk that isn't attached to my L-shaped desk. And I kind of turned to look at my board to make sure I had everything up and ready to go. And I heard this crash and I looked at her and the table was actually up on top of my desk, like a few inches. And she put her hands are up in there. She goes, what was that? And I said, I don't know. I just heard that. What are you talking about? What was that? I assume that she had pushed it or her feet moved it or something. She goes, Carol, I didn't touch it. My feet are on the floor. My hands, you know, I think she was moving a drink or something, but it just moved. And it was loud. It was really loud. It made me jump. And so I'm like, I have no idea. I thought you did that. She goes, no, it moved on its own.
That's creepy. You invite the psychic over and suddenly your table starts moving.
Right. And so I was like, do I want to do this interview? And then she says, we're not alone.
Yeah.
Do you think that you're alone in this house? And I said, I don't think I'm alone in this house. I think that there is somebody else in the house, but they're really loving, caring, good, kind souls. And she goes, well,
they're not.
They're not. And that, seriously, because you know how many times I've talked, I don't want to live in a haunted house.
Yeah, but you live in a haunted house.
I bought this house, and I'm like, I don't want to live in a haunted house.
Yeah.
And so she said, you know, a lot of times things like that happen to her. She goes, because they want us to know that they're here and they want to have this conversation. And it's just, let's acknowledge they're here and then we'll do the interview. I'm like, holy shit.
Interesting.
I want to do this interview.
So
we did the interview and the interview turned out great. You can listen to it on the Grave Talks. And she was very interesting. But in the interview, she even mentioned when the table moved and she said, you know, sometimes the spirits just want your attention and they want you to know they're here. And that happened to us. And so, I was like, okay, as long as she's not feeling it's bad, then I guess I'm okay with it.
So did anything come out in the interview about like who was moving the table?
Nope. She never went there.
Really?
And I didn't ask her because I kind of felt like I
thought that would totally be part of the interview.
Mm-mm. She just mentioned it. And Because I was just kind of freaked out by it.
That's because she doesn't want to tell you it's something bad.
That's exactly why I didn't want to know. I'm like, what if it's something bad? I try to go to sleep that night and I'm like, oh shit, what if something just starts moving?
Yeah.
What if something starts moving? What if this happens? I'm never going to sleep tonight.
Exactly.
Yeah. But it was really interesting. The table just crashed into the desk.
Wow. Well, there you go.
I don't know why.
You got ghosts at your house now.
Kind of.
Congratulations.
Elderly ghosts.
Congratulations. Let's go to a phone call. 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories online with us. Hi.
How's it going? My name is Fernando. This is an old story about 30 years ago when I was about 5 or 6 years old. Actually, I'm listening to one of your guys' podcast stories and episodes, and just dawned on me that I experienced something, you know, I was younger with my older brother, till this day that we confirm with each other that was something paranormal and nothing that we can explain. And we lived in the city of Norwalk at the time, and we have a large family, and everybody seemed to go to the aunt's house, family's house. Everybody was gone. It was my mother down the hallway in her room. This was when Nintendo was popular, and we thought we would stay home and be cool and stay home and play video games in the living room. And across the living room area was a garage, and there was a door there that led into that. And as that garage door would lead you into the door would lead you into the garage, it would open and close, but it would open up to a wall. So there was nothing that can, you know, be placed behind the door. Nobody that could stand behind the door, because the door would open all the way up to the back of a wall. And anyways, we were there for a couple hours go by. We were playing Nintendo, having a great old time. Again, I'm about 6-7 years old. My older brother is about 3.5 years older than me. Until this day, we remember that we were there playing. Nobody was interrupting us. Nobody else was home. After the couple hours go by, this door that leads into this garage doesn't like slowly creak open, nothing like that. It just opens and starts slamming as fast as possible that you can imagine, slamming back and forth for a solid 10-15 seconds, and is just slamming back and forth as crazy as possible, slamming against the wall. And as soon as that started to happen, me and my brother look at each other like, what the heck? And we run screaming down the hallway, Mom! And, you know, we go crazy, and we turn up, we tell, you know, there's something over there, there's something going on. And he comes out, she's like, what are you guys talking about? And, you know, nothing's there, and door stopped slamming. And that was the only one real experience that we had that we just can't explain till this day. But till this day, we call each other and we talk about it like, hey, do you remember that door? Yeah, did we see what we saw? And sure enough, we can both confirm that. And, you know, we talk about it, and it's just something that we can never explain. But there was definitely something there, right? It's not like somebody came out afterwards and saying like, hey, you know, surprise, pranked you guys, nothing like that. It was just something that went on for years that we could never explain. We saw what we saw, and this door was just almost to the point where it was going to break how hard and fast that it was clear as day in front of us, slamming, opening, closing by itself. Thought I'd share that story with you guys. Keep on doing what you guys are doing. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thanks for sharing the story. I think that's where I get freaked out by that, because it's like, it's a show of force. And it's like, if it can do that, what else can it do, whatever right? It is? Yeah.
And it's interesting to me, like, he didn't have other stories, just that one. And that one was like one of the creepiest ones I've ever heard.
No.
Especially like if a door opens on its own, you might be able to say, well, maybe, you know, another door on the other side of the house opened and the air moved through and it caused that one to open, or whatever you want to explain to yourself. But when it starts doing it quickly, open, close, open, close, open, close, there's no explaining that one.
No, I completely agree. That was a creepy one. Thank you for sharing that. Phone number is 855-853-4802 if you want to share your real ghost story with us. Of course, you can also write it at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you'd like an ad-free experience of the program, you can get it. Just go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe there. Even try it for 3 days free or through Patreon, patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Carol and all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.